Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Imagine a life where your toddler or preschooler is happy to do what you ask. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Faith Collins, says it can happen. She's witnessed such results repeatedly over many years. Faith is parenting coach, public speaker, mother classroom teacher, dedicated to guiding parents in forming mutually responsive parent-toddler relationships. Faith is the author of Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers, Create a Life That You and Your Child Both Love. She lives with her husband and young daughter in Denver. She runs outdoor parent-child classes in her play garden. She's co-director of the Rocky Mountain Lifeways Training. Faith Collins, author of Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers, Create a Life That You and Your Child Both Love, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Faith. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
An important book and so much to talk about in the program today. And you've said that this sort of fills a hole in the market that many books out there that deal with conscious parenting say applicable to all ages. In reality, most deal with children 4 and older. This is really a group that hasn't had a whole lot of attention, have they?
That's right. And, you know, so many of the books talk about explaining and you know, explaining why you're asking children to
Yes.
do things and having discussion about it. And that's really not age appropriate for children ages 1 to 5. And at 5, you can start a little bit. But really, you know, we want to get children on our side. We want to get buy-in from children. But those explaining and convincing tools don't work very well for that age. And so what does work is getting emotional buy-in by making doing what you're asked enjoyable, by doing things together with eye contact and smiles and games
Yes.
for kiddos. And so how can you do that when you don't feel like you're in the mood? This is what my book is all about, among other things.
Yeah, the focus is talking about the principle, and I mentioned this in the beginning, mutually responsive relationships. Talk about exactly what that means, because that's so important.
Yeah, you know, when parents and infants have a relationship together, a really solid relationship is where the infant lets the parent know what they need and want, and the parent does it as kind of quickly and effectively as they can. But once a child becomes upright and a toddler, that relationship has to be mutually responsive. And this doesn't mean that we do whatever the other person wants. Being responsive only requires two things. It requires responding quickly and responding positively. And you can respond quickly and positively even when you are saying, no, we actually can't have cookies right now.
Exactly. Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers, the name of the book, Create a Life That You and Your Child Both Love. Parenting coach, public speaker, classroom teacher Faith Collins with us on the program. The book's available all across the country. Faith's website is joyfultoddlers.com. Of course, you can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Faith's website. You talk, and this is so important as well, striking a balance between being attentive to your child and attending to your own needs. And you say they're not mutually exclusive. For so many, we feel it's almost an either-or situation.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, you know, especially for those of us like me who waited until I was older to have children, then it can be so easy to kind of put your own life aside, you know, in order to raise this child. But then this child becomes kind of the center of the universe. And how do we live our own lives and enjoy our day-to-day lives at the same time without having to kind of only live our own lives when our child is being watched by someone else or asleep? And it really is possible. One of the things to do is to incorporate things that you love in ways that are also nurturing to children, in ways that children can watch and participate. It may look different from how you do it on your own. Another thing is figuring out, well, how do we learn to love those must-do parts of the day? Because when you have little kids, you have a lot of must-do
Yes.
parts of the day.
How do you look behind a child's behavior to understand what's really at issue? That's so difficult sometimes to do because we get caught up in the moment and we're not really looking to see exactly what's creating that behavior. How do we do that?
Yeah, one of the things that I like to do is I have, you know, 3 universal needs that we all have, and young children are no exception. And I like to look at behaviors through this lens. And these needs, first is the need for connection with others around us. The second is the need for competence or mastery. And the third is the need to contribute to something greater than ourselves. And, you know, oftentimes when kids are engaging in annoying, challenging, defiant behavior, they are often trying to meet one of these three needs. And when we can respond to that need, then we can often move around the power struggle.
With us on This Week in America is Faith Collins, author of the book Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers, Create a Life That You and Your Child Both Love. Her website is joyfultoddlers.com, books available all across the country. You give us some tips in the book, some important, crucial tips to responding to meltdowns. Let's talk about some of your tips in there. One is setting boundaries earlier. How do we go about doing that? Yeah, okay.
Something that all of us as parents work on. I have a little girl who's four, just turned four, so I'm in the trenches right with my readers. But I've discovered that when I can set that boundary before I'm at the end of my rope, before I'm fed up, then when something is sad and disappointing to my child, I can respond with compassion. I can help her move on. Right, I can help her learn to recover from disappointment instead of standing there and glaring at her while she cries. Right, and
yes.
It's hard enough for those of us who've had lots of practice with emotional regulation to recover when someone we love is staring angrily at us. It's even harder for young kids.
Yes, and basically,
so
you
setting
say,
those boundaries early is really important.
So when we just start to get a little irritated, a little annoyed, it's easier to deal with then, obviously, than when you're at the end of the rope and you've lost all track of sanity at that point.
Yeah, and you know, research on parenting styles is really clear that children do best when we can act from a place of loving authority. And it's really hard to keep high levels of warmth while we are also enforcing boundaries. And one of the real keys to this is enforcing those boundaries before we're mad.
You talk, it's so important, the connection, extending olive branches of connection. Talk about how we go about doing that and what's the best way to approach that. Yeah, okay.
So when we're asking a child to do something and we can't get buy-in from them, and we are helping them do what we've asked, we're doing it as compassionately as we can, and they may be very disappointed, then we can extend little olive branches, maybe every 30 to 60 seconds or so. And these olive branches of connection might be a little tickle, it might be a little smile, it might be, you know, a wink in a game, it might be a little song. And the child can accept this olive branch, and then you guys can be connected and be on the same team again, or they can rebuff the olive branch. And, you know, it really is okay either way. Then if they rebuff the olive branch, then you go back to being kind of practical and compassionate, and but you keep going with things, and then you extend another olive branch. And children often, you know, when they learn, if you say, it's time, then things are going forward one way or another, they will often start accepting those olive branches earlier and earlier in the process.
When is it okay to give in or not give in? Sometimes it's like, okay, it's easier now, I'm just going to give them what they want. When should we do that? When should we not do that?
You know, the what I often see with parents is that they will ask a child to do something, and the child says no, and then they move into explaining and convincing. But as I've already discussed, explaining and convincing isn't very effective with toddlers and preschoolers. And then they'll move from that to kind of bribes and threats. And what I've found is can be much more effective is most of the time we try and connect, we try to make it fun and engaging, but if we can't get that buy-in, then we help them do what we've asked kindly and compassionately as we can. However, having high expectations, you know, is there are two things that are required. One is the child has to be capable of doing what you ask with your help. And the second is you have to be willing and able to give as much or as little help as the child needs to do that thing. And sometimes we realize that we've asked something that's not age appropriate, and that's a time to back off. Oh, I didn't realize. I'll do it for you this time. Other times, we aren't willing or able to give the child they need, the support that they need in that moment. And that's another time when we might say, oh, I asked my child to take his plate, but I have a baby on my lap or a baby who's nursing, I can't enforce and give him the support that he needs to say yes to me right now. And so then I might back off from my request and, oh, don't worry, I'll take it for you this time, right? But it's important that you as the parent are changing your mind given this new information instead of saying, okay, fine, have it your way, right? That doesn't feel supportive to parent, to children and to having mutually responsive relationships.
So often, despite our best intentions, we end up getting angry. And you talk about that in the book, Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers. Our guest in the program, parenting coach, public speaker, classroom teacher, Faith Collins. How do we deal with that? What's the best way to suppress that anger and reconnect?
Children, parenting is both more joyful and more challenging than anybody realizes before they have children.
Yes.
And, you know, children are really, they will find our buttons and they will push them. And it's almost like it's like a mosquito bite that you accidentally scratch. And suddenly, like, you are attracted to that mosquito bite and you are keep scratching it even though you know it's not going to get you the positive results that you want, right? And that's how children feel when they feel sparks, you know, surges of anger from us. And so dealing with, you know, calming ourselves down is really an important aspect of being an effective parent and having positive relationship with our kids. Some of the things that I like to do, one thing you can do if you notice yourself yelling and you catch yourself in the act, you can just start over. Take a deep breath and say, "Ooh, I don't want to be yelling. Let's start over. Sophie, will you please take your bowl, or do you need some help?" Right? And
yes,
often kids can recover really quickly, and you can really can start over. Another thing I like to do is I can model anger management to the children in my care. What do you do when somebody doesn't do what you want and you get mad? Do you force them to do what you want? Like, no, you can say, "Wow, I'm feeling really annoyed right now. I'm going to get a drink of water to help me calm down." And then I'll go and get a drink of water. I'll feel a little bit calmer, and then I'll start over and help that child do what I've asked, and hopefully in a connecting way, but in a compassionate way either way.
How do you learn to be responsive to the child's deeper needs rather than just reacting to the whims? How do we figure out, okay, it's not just the whim I have to deal with. There may be a deeper need here that I need to be responsive to.
That compass of those three universal needs that I talked about earlier, the need for connection, the need for competence, and the need to contribute to something greater than ourselves, those are real needs. And when we can, you know, when we can set up a life where children are truly able to contribute in meaningful ways to the family and to us and to the people who they love, then, you know, even an 18-month-old can help unload the dishwasher. And they love showing that they know where things go, right? And 4-year-olds are capable of much more than we think that they are, but we have to be willing and able to help them as much or as little as they need. But gaining that competence, you know, is really doing things in a slow and spacious way, having regular routines, doing things in the same way each time. That allows children to gain competence. And then we can stop, you know, focusing on the what of the day. It's time for this. It's time for this. You need to do this. You need to do that. And you can start focusing on the how. And doing things beautifully and connectingly and gracefully. And then once that is really solid, then you can start connecting on the who, on the relationship. And our days really can go more smoothly and more joyfully, especially when we take those must-do parts of the day, the tasks of bodily care and transitions, getting from one activity to another, that we can engage in connection during those must-do parts of the day, and it can really help our days become enjoyable on a moment-to-moment basis.
It's interesting the importance of this period, the toddler and preschool period. So often people think, I believe, that, oh, it's something they'll outgrow. And you talk about the connection that we make when the children are in this category, the toddler and preschooler. If they're well-adjusted, if they learn self-regulation, they really end up doing better the rest of their lives, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, research shows that the relationship patterns that we set in place in this time tend to persist over time. So just waiting for your child to outgrow defiance can be a long, long wait. But also, you know, this so important skill of self-regulation, of controlling our emotions, of controlling our action, controlling our attention, these tasks are things that, you know, the amount of self-regulation that you have at age 4 is predictive of success in school, success in careers, success in marriages, and whether or not you're likely to become incarcerated or get involved in drugs and teenage pregnancy. It really has a strong correlation to later success. So helping our children learn to take a deep breath, to say, to say yes to us because we are in positive relationships with one another, even if it's not what they might want to do necessarily. These are to be polite, to say please and thank you, and to really learn to enjoy one another, to, you know, say please, mommy, this, you know, please this time, instead of just screaming and crying. These are all really important skills that have lasting repercussions.
And how about lasting repercussions with the parent, that bond between the parent and child? How much is that shaped during this period?
Yeah, it's you know, every period of childhood is important.
Yes.
And however, you know, that parent-infant bond is wonderfully important. And we see that, you know, that the level of attachment at 14 months is generally predictive of a relationship much later. However, relationships can shift at any time, and they do it with consciousness and with deciding to change our behaviors and the way that we view others' behaviors. We can, you know, if we don't have the relationship that we wish with our children, we can make changes. We can repair those relationships. It is never too late to grow and change. It just gets harder and more work the longer we wait.
It really is an important book. Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers: Create a Life That You and Your Child Both Love. The author, our guest on This Week in America, is Faith Collins, parenting coach, public speaker, classroom teacher. Her website is joyfultoddlers.com. We'll have great information there as well, information on the book and other information there at the website, joyfultoddlers.com. The book is available all across the country. And, of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Faith's website. Faith, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.